ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Pei Hei. The Gemara brings a memra of Ula. Omar Ula, Emure Kochim Kalim, Shehelon, Lefnei Zrikas Domon, Lo Yerdu. Nasu Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. Ula says that Emurim of Kochim Kalim, that he brought them up before their Zrika, they have a halach of Lo Yerdu because they became Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. We learned this already in the Mishnah. That Rav Shimon says that by Nishbach Doma and Yotza Doma Chutz LaKloim, it has a halacha of Lo Yerdu. Madach over there, where if he wanted to be Zayrik, he wouldn't be able to because the dam was nishbach, and still Rav Shimon said a modul yerdu hacha dim balizrek zayrik lekolshkein. Over here, where he has the ability to be zayrik, if he wants, because the dam is still available for zrika, isn't it a kolshkein that Rav Shimon would say lo yerdu? The Radal explains that the Gemara means to ask a question: that why would Ula need to tell us something that's mefurish in the Mishnah? We see already in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon said, even Nishbach Dama is lo yerdu. So obviously, where he brought up the Emurei Kochim Kalim before the Zriko, where there is Dam available, where it's in Bal Izrek Zayrik, for sure, Rav Shimon would say, lo yerdu. So what's Ula's Chiddush? On that, the Gemara answers, Tirgama Kochei Kochim. No, if I only had the Mishnah, I could have said that this, that Rav Shimon said Nishbach Dama is Loi Tere, that's only by Kochei Kochim, which, says Rashi, Shekdushas HaGuf Alein Lefnei Zrika. Kochei Kochim, the Emurei Kochei Kochim, already have a Kedushas HaGuf on them before Zrika. Masha'enkein by Kochim Kalim, as Rashi explained at the top of Pei Gimel Amud Beis, you need the Zrika to be Kaveya them and be Mevarer them L'chele Kavoya. Kolzman, there's no Zrika, there's no Me'ila on a Murei Kochim Kalim. They're not Miyuchadim Lashem. In order to have Me'ila, you need Kochei Hashem. They have to be Miyuchadim Lashem. And a Murei Kochim Kalim, as long as they don't have a Zrika, they're not Miyuchadim Lashem yet. And only with the Zrika, then they get a Kedushas HaGuf Aleihem, then they become Kochei Kochim. As Rashi says, on Peitesamid Beis, Dibra Maschel, Hu Adin de Beimurin, that Shazrika Oise Oise Kochei Kochim, the Zrika makes the Emurim Kochei Kochim. Now they have Me'ila, now they have a Kedushas HaGuf. So if not for Ula telling us that Emurei Kochim Kalim, Shehelon of Nezrika's Domon Lo Yerdu, Nasu Lachme Shal Mizbeach, from Rav Shimon's Halacha of Nishbach Doma in the Mishnah on Peidal Ramad Aleph, I wouldn't have known that, because I could have said that the Mishnah is speaking only about Kochei Kochim. Over there, even though it's Nishbach Dama, it's Lo Yerdu, because the Emurei Kochei Kochim are intrinsically Kedoshim with Kedusha Saguf. Masha Ein Kein by Kochim Kalim, which needs the Zrika to give them that Kedusha Saguf, that Toiras Kochei Kochim, I wouldn't have known that there's a Din Lo Yerdu. Comes along Ula and says, even by Kochim Kalim, that you were mala them before Zrika, they also have a din of Lo Yerdu. Now, from the pashtus of this Gemara, it would seem that Ula's whole halacha of Emurei Kochim Kalim Shtehelon Lefnei Zrika's Domon Lo Yerdu is only according to Rav Shimon, that says Nishbach Dama is Lo Yerdu. But according to Rav Yehuda, that holds that Nishbach Dama is Tered, then the halacha would be that Emurei Kochim Kalim before Zrika would also be Yerdu. Because if you're going to say that Ula said his halacha even according to Rav Yehuda, then what's the Gemara's kasha? Was frek the Gemara that the Mishnah already said Nishbach Dama is Lo Tered? Yeah, that's according to Rav Shimon. But Ula's coming to be mechadish to me that even according to Rav Yehuda, that holds that if it's Nishbach Dama, it's Tered. But still, That since the dam is still around, even though you didn't make the zrika yet, but it's not nishbach dama, even Rabbi Yehuda is moida that it's lo yerdu. So the emes is that Taisus on Pegimel Amud Beis and Dibra Amascha Lemute in Taisus first tzad, Taisus Nebzan, that Enachanami, the din of Ula is only true according to Rav Shimon. But according to Rav Yehuda, the same way Nishbach Dama is Teireid, then a Murei Kachem Kalam of Nei Zrika would also be Yerdu, because Rav Yehuda holds you need a Zrika. And on a Zrika, the Halacha is Yerdu. However, Taisvis, in his second tzad over there, in Dibra Maskel Lemute, says, Va'oid nire, dahi de'ula kikule alma, de'bechol duchta maisila, hacha u'beperakama de'me'ila. Taisus in his second tzad says, no, Ula's halacha is true even according to Rav Yehuda. And the raya is because the Gemara on Pei Gimel Amud Beis brought down the halacha that roi loy of the Mishnah is coming to exclude kematzim shalei kitchu b'kli. And the Gemara says, maskef lo ravina, maishno mi de Ula. Do omar Ula, imurei kachem kalim, she'elon lefnei zvikas doma, lo yerdu, nasu lachmei shom izbeach. The Gemara asks from Ula's halacha. Now, if Ula's halacha is only going according to Rav Shimon, so what's so shver? What's bothering Ravina? Ula only said it according to Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda argues. So maybe this halacha of Kamatzim Shalai Kitshu B'Kli is going according to Rav Yehuda. Befrat, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. When you have a machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the Gemara says in Ervin Memvavam it based that we paskin like Rav Yehuda. So what's Ravina's kasha? He's asking a kasha from Ula. We don't paskin like Ula. Ula's going according to Rav Shimon. Also, there's a stam gemara in Meila, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that asks a kasha from Ula. Again, what's the kasha? Ula's going shalei aliba de hilchasa. He's only going according to Rav Shimon. Therefore, Taisus says that it's mashma that Ula is going even according to Rav Yehuda. Aye. So if so, what's bothering the Gemara by us on Pehei Amud Aleph from this that Rav Shimon says that Nishbach Dama is Loi Teireid? So certainly Emurei Kachem Kalim Lefnei Zrika, that in Baal Lizrei Gzairik, is Loi Teireid. Let the Gemara just answer. Yeah, Ula's coming to tell you that even according to Rav Yehuda, that Nishbach Dama is Teireid, but still Emurei Kachem Kalim Shehem Lefnei Zrika's Dama are Loi Yerdu. Says Taisus, you're right, the Gemara could have answered that, but the Gemara had a better teretz that even according to Rav Shimon, it's not muchach from the din of Nishbach Dama Loi Teireid Ula's Halacha, because I could have said that the Mishnah is talking about Kachay Kachim, therefore I need Ula to tell me that Emurei Kachim Kalim Shehalom Lefnei Zrikas Dama and our Loi Yerdu, it's a chiddush even according to Rav Shimon. It's muchach from the Rambam in Paragimel, Mehilchus Psulei HaMukdashim, like Taisus' second tzad, that Ula's halacha is true even according to Rav Yehuda, because the Rambam paskins in halacha vav over there, like Rav Yehuda, that Nishbach Dama is Teireid, and yet still the Rambam paskins in halacha yudbeis, like Ula's halacha, that Veimurei Kachim Kalim, Shehelon, Kaidim, Zrikas Damim, Lo Yerdu, Shari Nasu, Lachmei Shom Isbeach. So you see the Rambam clearly paskins that Ula's halacha is true even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But what's taka the pshat? What's taka the pshat that Nishbach Dama Rabbi Yehuda holds is Teireid, and yet Emurei Kachem Kalim Shehelon Lefnei Zrikas Daman are Lo Yerdu? After all, in both cases there was no Zrika yet. Says Taisvis, Tafilu Rav Yehuda Moida de Nasu Lachmei Shom Izbeach, Voloi Domi Le Nishbach Dama, Kivon De Ika Zrikas Dama. So what does Taisvis mean by this? Kivon De Ika Zrikas Dama. The Karanaira learns that Taisvis means the Svara of our Gemara of Imbal Lizreik Zairik. The Shita Mukubetzes on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, in Ois Beis, says Mefurish this Svara in Rav Yehuda, that since Embal Lizrei Gzairik, that's why Rav Yehuda is Moida. By Nishbach Dama, where the dam spilled out and there's no availability to make a Zrika, that's where Rav Yehuda says Teireid. But where you're able to be Zayrik the Dam, you just weren't Zayrik it yet, then it's Chal, a Kiddush Mizbeach. The Chafetz Chaim, in Zevach Toida over here, on Peheo Med Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschel Emurei Kochem Kalim, also names on like this, that the Yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda is because of Imbal Lizraik Zayrik, and he wants to say a Kiddush Din, that as long as when you brought up the Emurei Kochem Kalim, there was dam available to be Zayrik, then even if the dam is Nishbach Achar Kach, and now there's no dam anymore, doesn't matter. There was already Chal, a Kiddush Mizbeach, at the time that there was dam, that there was a matzav of Imbal Lizraik Zayrik. Once there was Chal, a Kiddush Mizbeach, I don't care what happens afterwards. And the Chazon Ish in Zvachim Simen Yod Tes, Sifkat and Chof also says the same halacha. But the Chazon Ish clears an interesting shaila. What would be if he, at the time that he brought up the Emurei Kochem Kalim originally, there was dam available. So it was Chal a Kiddush Mizbeach, there was Chal a Din of Lo Yerdu. And now he brought the Emurei Kochem Kalim down, and now it was Nishbach Dama. And now you brought them back up. Is there a Kiddush Mizbeach? Or do you say that since before the second halah, by then it was already Nishbach Dama, so now there's a Din of Yerdu? Chazon Ish is nistapik. What's the Chazon Ish's shaila taliyin? The teretz is, he's clearing that chakira that we mentioned in the shir on daf pei gimel amid aleph, that you can clear what's pshat in the halacha of kishem shemolu layerdu kachim yardu layalu. There's a halacha that once something which had a kiddush mizbeach was taken down, there's a halacha you don't bring it back up. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that the kiddush mizbeach is paka? The Kiddush Mizbeach is only there as long as it's on the Mizbeach. Once it went down, the Kiddush Mizbeach is paka. Or no, the Kiddush Mizbeach is always there, even if it went off. But the Kiddush Mizbeach is only le'inyin im olu le'yerdu. But it doesn't give a Kiddush afazoi vait that it should have a din of im yardu yalu. So the nafkamina would be in this case. Over here, we had a Murei Kochem Kalim Shehebel Nefnei Zrikas Daman in a massive that it was in Bal Yisraik Zayrik. There was dam available to make a Zrika. So it was Chal Adin of Imalu Layerdu. Now they came down and it was Nishbach Dama. What's going to be the din if he brought them back up? If the pshat is that the Kiddush Mizbeach was Paka once you took it down, so now I need a new Kiddush Mizbeach to be Chal. By the time I brought it back up, it was already Nishbach Dama. Rabbi Yehuda holds Nishbach Dama as Teiret. However, if the pshat is that the Kiddush Mizbeach was always there, le'ininim olu layerdu, so now when I bring it back up, I don't need a new Kiddush Mizbeach to be chal. The original Kiddush is always here, le'inin, the matziv of im olu, that it should have a din of layerdu. I don't need a new Kiddush Mizbeach to be chal. The old Kiddush is here, le'inyin, that it should have a din of him, olu layerdu. So if you say like that, sad, then the halacha will be layerdu. However, the briskirav nemdon, that since Taisus doesn't say a lashin of imbalis reik zayrik, but rather Taisus says that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is moida, that they became lachmei shel mizbeach, is because kivon de'ikas rikas dama, zokta briskirav, that Taisus means that although it's chal a din of lo yerdu, which the Briskerov understands means that you could already be makdir those emurim now lifnei zrika, it's chal a din haktara on them, but that haktara is mitlo talya v'koy on this, that there's going to be a zrika shpeter. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only have a kiddush mizbeach if you have a zrika. The Chiddush of Ula is that although the Zrika wasn't done yet, there could already be Chal, the din of Lo Yerdu, could be Chal a din Aktara now. But we need the Zrika to be done later. Zoktaisis, Kivan de Ika Zrika's Dama. Since I have a Zrika, since I ended up doing a Zrika, so now that Haktara that was done was a good Haktara. But if Libesoif, the Dam is Nishbach, and I don't end up having a zrikas hadam, then l'mafreya, there's taka halacha of yerdu. The haktara wasn't a haktara. If the emurin are still around, then you have to take them off. So it comes out a gevaldige nafkamina between the way the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish are saying and the Brisker Rav. According to the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish, the Iker Vart is in Bal Lizrei Gzairik. I don't need the Zrika Libesayf. As long as B'shas, the Halah, there was Dam available, was already Chala Kiddush Mizbeach, even if it's Nishbach Adam Libesayf, it doesn't matter. Just the Chazon Ish is clearing what would be if you took it down and then it's Nishbach, what would be if you brought it up afterwards? Does it still have the Din Kiddush Mizbeach? Whereas, according to the way the Brisker Rav is learning, we taka need the Zrikas Hadam Libesayf. So to summarize what we have so far is that Taisis on Pegimel Amid Beis is Mesupik, is Ulas Halacha Veimurei Kochem Kalim Shehelon Lefnei Zrikas Domo LaYerdu Nasu Lachmei Shal Mizbeach. Is that only according to Rav Shimon? And the Chiddush is that although there's a halacha in the Mishnah already of Nishbach Dama Loi Tered, but maybe that's only by Kochei Kochim, you could have said. But maybe Kochim Kalim that are Loi Hovru L'Chelik Avaya, they're not Miuchadim L'Hashem, they need the Zrika to give them the Kedushas Haguf, to give them a Teras Kochei Kochim. So maybe over there you would think it's like Kmatzim Shloi Kitchu B'Kli, that they should be considered ein royaloi, kamash malon, like the Gemara says at the top of Pegimel Amid Beis, that kamatsam shle kitcher bekliar mechzeru maise begufayu. But a murei kachem kalim, shehalon lefnei zrikas daman, are loyer do because they're loy mechzeru maise begufayu. They're missing a maise that's michutz legufay, that's still considered royaloi. That's Tosis' first tzad. Tosis in the second tzad, and the Rambam also holds like that, is that Ulas Halach is true even according to Rav Yehuda, and Tosis says, why is it different than Nishbach Dama? Says Taisus, Kivan de Ikos Rikas Dama. On that, the Achroinim are clearing Tutzdah than what Taisus means. Does Taisus mean the Svar of Imbal Lizrei Gzairik? As long as at the time of the Halah there was an ability to do this Rika, Rav Yehuda's Maida, that there's a Din Lo Yerdu, and Zokta Chavetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish, therefore, even if it's going to be Nishbach Dama Libesayf, it already was Chal, the Kiddush Mizbeach. Or no, the Brisker Rav learns Kivan Dika Zrikas Dama means since Lemaisa in the end he did a Zrika, you taka need the Zrika Libesayf. May Inyan Leinyan Ba'isai Inyan. There is a Mechudish Dika Shita of the Kesef Mishnah Bedas Ula. The Kesef Mishnah says in Perek Gimel, Mehilchas Psula Mekdashim Alocha Yud Beis, on this that the Rambam says, Veimurei Kochim Kalim Shehelon Koidim Zrikas Domim Lo Yerdu Shari Nasu Lachmei Shom Mizbeach, says the Kesef Mishnah Koloimar, Afa Pi Shehelon Bepaslos, Kivon Shenizra Kadam Achar Kach Lo Yerdu. This halacha means that even though he brought up Veimurei Kochim Kalim Bepaslos, but since there was a Zrika Saddam afterwards, lo yerdu. The Kesef Mishnah sounds like there's no halacha of lo yerdu now, before the Zrika. The whole halacha is that even though you did a halah bepaslos, but kivan shenizra kadam acharkach, but since you did a Zrika afterwards, it's lo yerdu. So what does that mean? That needs a hezber. And it doesn't sound like the Kesef Mishnah means like the pshat of the Brisker Rav that we mentioned in Taisus, Kivan de Ikas Rikas Dama, that the Haktara that you made already is Mitla Talia Vekoi in the Zrikas Hadam Sheacharkach. Because the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah is Afa Pi Shehelum Bepaslos. He doesn't say Afa Pi Shehiktirum. It's not mashman, the Kesef Mishnah, that you already could make the haktara now. He's saying, even though you made the halah bepaslos, but kivan shenizra kadam achar kach lo yerdu. So what does the Kesef Mishnah mean? Rashi and Me'ila, Davzayin Amid Beis, the Mefarish, also, in Dibra Maschul Ha'omar Ula, says, Ha'omar Ula gabe guf echad, Emurei kachim kalim shehelon lefnei zrikas domim lo yerdu
shenasu lachmei shel mizbeach tekolton mizbeach tekivon dechad gufahu ki hadar vizarek hadam laachar halo asei murin havizrika v'lo yerdu.
That if he did a zrika after the halasei murin, it's considered a zrika v'lo yerdu. The mefarish over there also is mashma. The whole chiddush of ulad of lo yerdu is that even though he did the halasei murin before the zrika, it's still considered a zrika v'lo yerdu. It's mashma. There's no halacha of lo yerdu now before the zrika. The chiddush is that the zrika is considered a zrika on these emurin that were brought up before the zrika, and v'lo yerdu, then now they have a halacha v'lo yerdu. L'chayra, it's dvarim stumim. What's the problem? L'chayra, frekta Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachas in the Zavach Taida, if you made a zrika afterwards, so what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of Ula? Why would you think it's not a zrika? What's Rashi saying? What's pshat in the Kesef Mishnah? What's the Chiddush? So the Mikdash David in Simen Dalet Sivkot and Aleph in the second Dibra Maschalu Ba'ikar says a Gevaldig pshat. We mentioned a Yisoid and the Shir on Daf Pei Gimel of Halah Tchilas Haktara, that the Halah onto the Mizbeach is already considered the beginning of the Haktara process. Rav Chaim uses this yesod to explain the din on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph of Ein Lino Mayeles Bereishei Shel Mizbeach, that if you have something that's on the Mizbeach overnight, Lina does not passel. Says Rav Chaim, why not? Because since the halah on the Mizbeach is the beginning of the Haktara, it's as if you started the Haktara. So just like if you put the Emurim already into the maracha, into the fire, before Amud HaShachar, Avad Alino wouldn't passel because you started the Haktara. The Halah itself is Tchilas Haktara. There's a raya to this from the Gemara in Menachos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, which Amir Hashem will see more Behemshech HaSugyas when we get to Daf Pei Zayin. Says the Mikdash David, he's also Mechavin to this Yisoid, and he says that that's the lumdis of why you would think that since there was a halah before the zrika, like the lashon of the Kesef Mishnah was helum bepaslus. What does it mean helum bepaslus? What did you do wrong? The Teretz is because you already started the haktara process before the zrika. The halacha is that the dam is what's matir the basar la mizbeach. Like the Mishnah says on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the dam is what's matir one to burn the emurim on the mizbeach. So this person, he did a halah bipsul, meaning he started the haktara process before the zrika. Zokt Rashi in Me'ilah Zayin Amud Beis. So you would think that the zrika doesn't work on those emurim. Zrika works to be matir the emurim to get burnt. What if you started the haktara bipsul? You already started the haktara before the zrika. Maybe the zrika doesn't help now to go do the Haktara, because the Haktara was already started Bipsul. And L'chayra, the Mikdash David means that you would have a Hava Amina, that you have to take down the Emurin and be Mevatel that Halah. That Halah, Tchilas Haktara, now is Nisbatel, because you didn't end up doing the Haktara Mikayach, that Halah. Take them down, and now bring them back up a second time after the Zrika. So now you're doing your haktara after the zrika. Kamash malon ula, that, no, the zrika helps, although the halah already started the haktara process before the zrika, still the zrika is mahani and lo yerdu. So the Mikdash David is helping us in understanding what the chiddush of ula is, according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mefarish in Me'ilah Zayin Amud Beis. However, there's still a number of questions on Vir Mahalach. First of all, Frek the Zevach Taida from the Gemara earlier on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara asked, Ravina asked, Maishna, that K'motzim Shalai Kitchu B'Kli, then the case of Ula. How come by Kmatzim Shalai Kitchu Bekli, the halacha is Yerdu, whereas Ula says, Emure Kashim Kalim Shehelon Lefnei Zrikas Domen are Lo Yerdu. Bishlama, if Ula's halacha of Lo Yerdu is true even before the Zrika, then it's very geschmack. The Gemara's Kasha, what's the difference between Kmatzim Shalai Kitchu Bekli and Emure Kashim Kalim Lefnei Zrika? They're also Lo Yhuviru Lechelek Avoya. They're also not niskadish yet, b'kdushas haguf, they don't have a din kachay kachim until the zrika. So why are they different than kmatzim shalei kitchu b'kli? However, according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mefarish, that Ula did not mean lo yerdu now, before the zrika. He meant lo yerdu la'achar zrika, that the zrika is mild, the zrika helps on these emurei kachim kalim hagam, that there was a halah b'paslus. Okay, but now that you have a zrika, so they're very different than kmatzim shalai kitchu b'kli, lemaisa haint, Ula's telling us that the zrika does help hagam, that there was a halal b'paslus. Good, so now I have a zrika. So if I have a zrika, it's not missing any kiddush. So it's very different than kmatzim shalai kitchu b'kli. What was the Gemara's kasha? V'oid, what does the Gemara mean by us on Pehei Amid Aleph to be mechalik between Nishbach Dama and Ula's case, because over here, Hacha, Imbal Lizraik Zayrik. What do you mean, Imbal Lizraik Zayrik? That's Mashmah, you didn't make this Rika yet, but since you're able to make this Rika, therefore it's better than Nishbach Dama. According to the Kesef Mishnah and the Mefarish and Meila, we're talking where you made this Rika already. Al Karchach, Ula's Halacha is Negeya, that it has a Halacha of Lo Yerdu even before this Rika. In Chelik Yeridea Simen Chavav Oisud Gimel, and the Briskerov also asked the same kasha from the Gemara on Daf Pehei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Avchia Bar Abba, Boi Rav Yechanon, Emurei Kachim Kalim Shehelon Lefnei Zrikas Domon Yerdu Oy Lo Yerdu. Do they have a loch of Yerdu or not? Omer Le Rav Ami V'ti Boi Loch Mi'ila. Why don't you ask a shayla if they have a halacha of me'ila? Omar le me'ila le kami bayali. I don't have any shayla if there's a halacha of me'ila. Does rika hu dekava luhu b'me'ila? Ki kami bayali yerida. Upashit lo yerdu ve'ein bohen me'ila. Rabbi Yechanan had declared a shayla whether a murei kachim kalim she'elam f'nei zrika as dama, do they have a halacha of yerdu or not? Rav Ami told him, why don't you declare about Me'ila? Is there halacha of Me'ila on these Emurei Kachim Kalim Shalom of Zrika? So on that he said, I don't have any shayla about Me'ila because you need Zrika to make the din of Me'ila. So my whole shayla is only about Yerida. And on that he was patient, Lo Yerdu Vein Behen Me'ila. So it's clear in the Gemara that we're talking before Zrika, and that's why there's no Me'ila, and still he said that there's a halacha of Lo Yerdu. So you clearly see that the halacha of lo yerdu is true even before the zrika. But it's more than that. Why would you even have a hava amina to think that there's a din me'ila if there's no halacha of lo yerdu now? Bishlama, if there's a halacha of lo yerdu now before the zrika, which means that there's already a din haktara that's chal on it even before the zrika, that you're able to be makter it now. So you would think, since it already got a din haktara now before zrika, so just like every time the zrika gives it a din haktara, and that's why it has me'ila, so you would think if it got a din haktara some other way, it got a din haktara through kiddush mizbeach, so you would think that there's a din me'ila. Kamash malon, that no, even though it has a din haktara, mi din kiddush mizbeach, but like Rashi says, the only way it gets me'ila is only if it's a chelik roi lagavaya. If it has a din haktara, the din haktara of achar zrika, the proper din haktara, the haktara of lachar zrika. But the din haktara that it gets me din kiddush mizbeach before zrika, that doesn't give it a din me'ila. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, that the whole din of Ula is that lo yerdu la'achar zrika, that the zrika helps hagam, that there was a halal bipsul, but avada it doesn't have a din haktara now before zrika, that you have to wait for the zrika, and only then it gets a din layerdu. So why in the world would you think that there's a din me'ila before the zrika? Therefore, the Brisker Rav Nemdon and the Chazanish also in Zvachim Simen Yud Tesiv Katan Tesvav and the Oyla Shloima on over here on Daf Peheyom at Aleph, they all say that according to Ula, it's Chal Adin Haktara before the Zrika. The question is, how far of Adin Haktara does it have? Did the Brisker Rav mean that there's a mitzvah to make the Haktara now, or does he just mean that you're able to make the haktara now? It's chal on it, a halacha of haktara. You're able to be makter it now. In Shir, they were more naita that to the second sad that avada. There's no mitzvah haktara now. Vasepis, there should be a mitzvah to be makter it before the zrika. It means you're able to be makter it now. The Chazanish says, Rotzoloimar ve'ein sarich lahamtin lezrikas damon. Elamaktiron miyad. The Chazanish is mashma that l'chatchila you should be makter it now. Maktiron miyad. The Oyla Shloima also says that, which is a chiddush, because l'chayra, why not wait for the zrika? If the Mishnah Mem Gimel Amud Aleph says that doma matter es besar la mizbeach, the halacha is that the zrika is what's matter the dam, the basar la mizbeach. So why not wait? Why should there be a din l'chatchila now to make a haktara midin kiddush mizbeach? May as well wait, and I'll have the zrika sadam, and I'll have the algamena din haktara. Why should I lechatchila do this? Maybe I have a right to do this, but why lechatchila should I do this? This ha'ora, the Minchas Avram, asks on page Yud Zayin on the Chazanish and the Oyla Shloime. But that much the Achreinim are saying, Pe'echod, that avada, there's some sort of yecheilus ability to make the haktara now. And therefore, there would be a hava mina that there should be me'ila. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, that there's no din haktara whatsoever now, it's tzarech bir, tzarech iyun gadol, why would you think that there's a halacha of me'ila? Ayin b'sefer Mishnah Shalom, in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, and also in the Minchas Avram, on page Yud Zayin, they have different mahalkim to b'miyashiv the shita of the Kesef Mishnah. Next inyan, the Gemara on Daf Peheyom at Bay says that this that Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah on Peidalad Amud Aleph that by Balei Mumin there's a halach of a molu la yer du amrav yechon on la hichter of a kiva ela bedukin shabayin hoyuluk sherim ba oifais. This that Rabbi Kiva says is a din of a molu la yer du is only when it's a type of mum that's kosher by oifis. So since it's yesh la hechsher ba mokay macher, that's where Rabbi Kiva says a din of a molu la yer du. Frekta briskerav, how could there be a din of a molu la yer du by Balei Mumin? There's a lav in the Torah not to be makdir Balei Mumin. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs brings this in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalet, his hironu may hikdir Balei Mumin. Vuhu amra yisala ve'isha le'sitnu mehem. There's a lav not to be makdir Balei Mumin. There's a lav not to be makdish Balei Mumin, not to shecht Balei Mumin, not to be Zerik the Dam of Balei Mumin, and not to be Makdir Balei Mumin. So how could Rabbi Kiva say that you're allowed to be Makdir Balei Mumin of Dukin Shabayin on the Mizbeach, but what happened to the Loisaseh of Eisha Loisitnu Mehem? And the Brisker Rav wasn't happy to say that according to Rabbi Kiva, Al Karchach, the Loisaseh wasn't Nemar on the type of mum of Dukin Shabayin. Since Dukin Shabayin is also Bechlal, the Parsha of Balei Mumin, that also is Bechlal, the Issa of Isha Le Sitnu Mehem. So how could there be a din of Kiddush Mizbeach, but what happened to the Issa of Isha Le Sitnu Mehem? And you can ask this question also in other places, in other dinim in the Perek. For example, the Mishnah says at the bottom of Pehem Beis, Ve'eluim olu yerdu, Besar kotche kotchim u'besar kotchim kalim. Zok Rashi, Va'af al pishek sherin, Deloy shayach v'hum izbeach klal. Rashi's mefarish that why is it that Besar kotche kotchim, Besar kotchim kalim have a din of im olu yerdu? Zok Rashi, because they have no shaychis to the mizbeach at all. Their din is to be nechal. Frekta briskerov, why does Rashi need to say that? Why doesn't Rashi just say that it's not shaykh the din of Kiddush Mizbeach because there's a lav? The Gemara says on Daf Ayin Vavo Midbeis that kol shem imenu le'ishim arehu bebal taktiru. Anything that from it went, got burnt on the Mizbeach, a chelik of that carbon got burnt on the Mizbeach, the rest of the carbon has a din of Baal Taktiru. So the Besar Kotche Kotchem, Besar Kotchem Kalim are Kol Shem Imenu Le'ishim, the Imurim got burnt. So they have that lava of Baal Taktiru. So why doesn't Rashi just say that you can't have a din Kiddush Mizbeach? Because there's a Loisaseh. That question you could answer that Rashi L'shitasai on Daf Ayin Vavam at Beis says that the Isser of Kol Shem Imenu Le'ishim is when it's Karev Mehen Kvar Le'ishim. Rashi's Meduyik that the Isser is only if you already brought the part of the carbon that went Le'ishim. But if you're going to be Makdir, the Basar of the carbon before you were Makdir the Emurim, so you didn't yet do the Kol Shem Imenu Le'ishim, you wouldn't have that Isser. So Rashi would need the svar of leishayach b'hum isbeach klal for a case where the besar kotche kotchen went up before he was makter the emurin. Amrefrekta biskurov, but what about shtei alechem? Part of the list of things in the Mishnah that have a din of im olu yerdu is shtei alechem, and on that also Rashi's svara is because leishayach b'hum isbeach klal tepuk le'al tzdoloisasei of Kichol Se'or V'chol Devash Le'saktiru Mimenu Yishal Hashem. There's an Isser to be Makdir Se'or on the Mizbeach. Something Chometz is Usser to be Makdir on the Mizbeach. So anyway, the Shtei Alechem, how can they have a Din Kiddush Mizbeach? There's a Lo'isaseh. Also, you can ask the question, according to the Shitas HaRamban, in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Lo'isaseh Tzadihei, and also in Loisaseh Dalid, in the Shikras HaLavin, that the Ramban says, Lavin that the Rambam forgot to be Moina, in Mitzvah Dalid, Loisaseh Dalid, the Ramban says that all Isurei HaMizbeach, like Reveya, Venirva, Esnan, Mechir, they all have these same Lavin, like a Balmum. They also have all these lavin on the Hektish and the Shechita and the Zrika, the Aktara. All these Surei HaMizbeach have that. So what's the Hava Amina in the Brais on Daf Pei Dalet Omer Aleph? Yochel Shani Marba Horoi Ve'a V'ha Nirva V'ha Mukza. That they should have a din of Loyerdu, Tamulei Marzois. How could they have a din of Loyerdu? What happened to the Isser to be Makter these things? It's a Loisaseh. And so too on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Keteres Zara, a Keteres Nedava, that went up onto the Mizbeach Achitzain is Tereid, Shei Mizbeach Achitzain Mekarech Psulin Elo HaRoyaloi, but V'hapnimi Bein Royaloi, Bein Shein Royaloi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekarech, even a Dover Shein Royaloi. Frekta Shita Mekubetzes over there in Eis Gimel, that how could there be a din B'Shem Rav Shmuel Me'ivra? How could there be a din that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadish, a Keteres Zara? What happened to the Isser of Loisalu Olav Keteres Zara? V'oilu Umincha V'neisach Leisischu Olav. There's an Isser to be Makdir, a Keteres Zara, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So if you have a Dover Puzzle that went up onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's better than a Dover Kosher that goes up. Even a Dover Kasha on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's a Loisaseh. So now that it's a Dover Puzzle, it's better. So the Shita says in the second Mahalach over there that Ein Hachanami, It doesn't mean that you burn it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It means that if you have, let's say, a Kamatzim Shalai Kitshu B'Kli that went up onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then they came off the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and you brought them up later onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, the Kiddush Mizbeach on the Kamatzim Shalai Kitshu B'Kli, that the Mizbeach HaPnimi was Mekadosh the Davar Shein Royaloi is Mayel Le'inyan, that if afterwards it goes up onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, it will have a din of Lo Yerdu. But the Rambam in Parak Gimel Mehilchus Psulei Mekadosh Malacha Yudches is not mashma like that. He says that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadosh Psulin Bein Ruyin Loi Bein She'enon Ruyin Loi Ketzad. And he says, Mizbeach HaPnimi, sha'olo lai kaimitz mincha, bein kosher, bein pasul, lo yered. The Rambam doesn't say you have to take it off, and if it goes up onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin afterwards, it's lo yered. The Rambam's mashma that you burn it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So we're back to the Shita's question, what happened to the loisaseh of loisalu alav k'tayres zara v'ailu mincha v'neisach loisischu alav. So the teretz to all these questions, we can say, al pi, what the Shita Mekubetzes over there on Chav Zayin Amud Beis says in the first Mahalach. He says, V'yesh loymar, dekro mayri l'chatchila, avol di'eved yekadesh. The lav of loysalu olav k'tayre zar avaylu mincha is talking l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, the Mizbeach is mekadesh it, and you burn it, and there's no Isser. So the Shita Mekubetzes needs a beer. What does that mean? So then where is it ever Negea, the lav of Leisalu Olav? If once I'll bring it up, B'di'eved the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it, and I have a din to burn it, so then when exactly am I over the Leisaseh? So the Mikdash David in Simen Hey Ois Beis wants to say that the Isser is in the halal. The Isser is to do the halal l'chatchila. Avada, once you did the halal, now there's a din to burn it, because it has a Kiddush Mizbeach, and there's no Isser in doing that haktara. Avada, if there's a din Kiddush Mizbeach, that's a stira to saying that I'm over a loisaseh. Kiddush Mizbeach means this is what I'm supposed to do. A loisaseh means I'm not supposed to do it. Tzal karchach, once you brought it up, b'di'eved, the Mizbeach is mekadeshit, and now you have a din to burn it. What's the loisaseh asering? The loisaseh is asering the halah. And he's masbrit with that lomdus that we mentioned earlier, since halah, tchilas haktara. So that itself, the halah itself, is a haktara, is a tchilas haktara. And that is what the Torah asered. Once you made the tchilas haktara be'isser, then b'di'eved, the Mizbeach is mekadeshit, and now you have a din to go firais the haktara, and that, avada, there's no iser. On that, you have a Kiddush Mizbeach. Lefizeh, that would answer all these questions. How do you have the iser of loisak tiru, of v'isha leisitnu mehem, on a balmum, of dukin shabayin, according to Bekiva? The teretz is, the iser is the halah. But b'di'eved, once you brought it up, avada, there's a Kiddush Mizbeach, since it's yesh lehechsher b'mokei macher, there's a Kiddush Mizbeach. And that's why you can't say that b'sar kochem kochem, b'sar kochem kalim, the reason why you can't burn it now is because of kol shemimenu le'ishim. And you can't say the shtei alechem, you can't burn it because of the lav of kichol sar v'chol devash. No, because once you brought it up, b'di'eved, the Mizbeach is mekadeshit. So that's why Rashi needs to say, new taimim, why there's no din of Kiddush Mizbeach, why there's a din of Yerdu. However, in Shir, Rav Avram Yeshua was not happy to say that the whole Isser of Loisalu Olav K'tayres Zara is asering the halah. L'chayra, the Pasuk is asering the haktara. So he wanted to learn that this that the Shita Mekubetza is saying that l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it, it means ba'ofen where a person would throw the ketayra zara, the ayla, the mincha, directly onto the fire of the Mizbeach HaPnimi without first doing a halah that makes a Kiddush Mizbeach. He threw it directly into the Eish on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So then there was never chal, a Kiddush Mizbeach, and that's where the Isser is going on. Meaning, Avada, the Torah, there's no loisase on a halah. The loisase is asring the Haktara. You see over here that once you have a Kiddush Mizbeach, there is a din to burn it. So how that's a stira to the lab. So the shita means the chatchila, meaning if you're going to lechatchila directly make a haktara on the eish of the Mizbeach HaPnimi without first doing a halah, that's where you have the loisaseh. But ain't a chanami, if you do a halah, b'diyevet, so then you have a Kiddush Mizbeach, and on that, you don't have a loisaseh. And with that, we can answer all the other questions of the Isser of Haktaras Balei Mumin and Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim and Kichol Sar V'chol Davash, because we can say that all those Isurim are only Negeah, where he burnt it directly, he threw it directly onto the Eish. But any Enachanami, if he's going to first make a Halah, and now there's a Kiddush Mizbeach, on that there's no Isser. And that's why Rashi needed new timim, why there's no Kiddush Mizbeach on Mesar Kachay Kachim, Mesar Kachim Kalim, and the Shtei Alechem, that the Loi Shayach Behu Mizbeach Klal, because the Lavin are only Negeya, Ba'ofen, where he didn't make a Halah, where there's a Kiddush Mizbeach. There is a third Mahalach, how to answer all these Kashas. How could Rabbi Akiva be Machshir, allow you to be Makhtir, Balei Mumin, Dukin Sheba'ayin? What happened to the Issa of Isha Le'Sitnu Mehem, Rav Shach, in Avi Ezri, in Perek Gimel, Mehilcha Halacha Hei, Mehilchas Psil HaMakdashim, adds that Toysas on Daf Lamed Hei, Amid Bey says that it's Lav Dafka Dukin Sheba'ayin. Rather, Rav Akiva's Machshir Al Mumin, because besides for a Mechusar Aver, which is a problem by Eifis, all Mumin are okay. So Rekiva's Machshir all Mumin. So, what happens to this of Yisrael Sitnu Mehem, and Rav Shach is also Maisif, that how could there be a din of Imalu Lo Yerdu, Bailon, Tomei, and Pigol? All these things are also to be Makriv. How can you have a din of Imalu Lo Yerdu? Zok Rav Shach, that the Gemara says in Zvachim, on Dafayin Zayin, that if a person is maktir, balei mumin, l'shem eitzim, and not l'shem haktara of the carbon, then it's mutter. So he wants to say that since the din of him olu l'yerdu, it's not a haktara in the carbon, it's not haktaras carbon, it's a din mesuyim of him olu l'yerdu. Like the Briskerov said, that the haktara of Imalu Lo Yerdu is not a haktara in carbon. It's a new din haktara of Lachmei Shel Mizbeach. So on that, Zok Rav Shach, there's no iser of the Isha Lo Sitnu Mehem. That's only when you're doing the haktara of the carbon. But this new din haktara of Imalu Lo Yerdu doesn't have a din of the lav of an Isha Lo Sitnu Mehem. And he wants to say that that's what the Shita Mekubetzas means on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, to differentiate between Lechatchila and B'di'evet. He doesn't mean Lechatchila, you're not allowed to bring it up, but B'di'evet, if you did, then it's okay. No, Lechatchila means if you're going to go do the Din Haktaras Karban. That's what he means by Lechatchila. Lechatchila means to go do the Algemeina Din Haktara, That's what the Torah asked on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But B'di'evet, meaning to do the Haktara, B'di'evet, that if it was Im Olu, the Tzchal, this new type of Haktara, of Im Olu LaYerdu, on that there's no Isser. And with that, we confirm for all these questions. So too the Isser of Kol Shem Imenu Le'ishim and Kichol Sar V'chol Devash, that's only when you're doing it B'Tairas Haktaras Karben. When you're doing it B'Tairas, this new din Haktara of Imalu Lo Yerdu, on that, there's no, you don't have these Lavin. B'Ofen, then we have three Mahalchim, how to understand where the Lav is Negeya. The Mikdash David is saying the Lav is Negeya on the Halah, V'bal t'halah, t'chilas haktara, the Torah asered the halah. But Eira Chanami, once you made the halah, it's chalad din kiddush mizbeach, now you're allowed to go do the haktara. Rav Yeshua is saying that the iser is to make a haktara directly onto the eish without first making a kiddush mizbeach. And Rav Shach is saying that the iser is only when you do it l'shem haktaras korban. But when you're doing it b'tayras a new din haktara v'malu lo yerdu, on that we don't have the isurim. However, the Brisker Rav was still bothered that the Gemara says on Pei Gimel Amud Beis that we need a pasuk of Ayla to tell me that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh things Mechayim. And Tosis over there, in Divra Maschel, Hava Amina Afil Mechayim, says that we're talking Medukin Sheba'ayin Valibad Rav Akiva, that we need a pasuk to tell me that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh it. Meaning, if not for the pasuk of Ayla, I would have said that if you have Dukin Shabayin, Valibad Rav Akiva, that went up on the Mizbeach, Mechayim, I would think there's a Din Kiddush Mizbeach. That what? That you go shecht it. You shecht it, and you go firais, it's whole Din Hakrava. Frek the Brisker Rav, but there's an Isser to shecht Balei Mumin. Bishlama on the Lav, not to be makter Balei Mumin. On that, you can say that since the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it, that it has a Din of Imadu Layerdu, Behechrich, there's no Lav of Bal Taktiru, B'kiyai Gavna. Because obviously you can't say that it has a din to burn it has a lav to burn it. So al karchach b'makim that there's a kiddush mizbeach, there's no lav. But when it comes to the shechita, how could you say that the kiddush mizbeach is misalik the lav of Baal Tishchatu? And the Brisker Rav blagged by Akasha. I don't understand why it's so shver to say that the same way the Kiddush Mizbeach can be misalik the lav of the Isha Loisitnu Mehem, why can it also be misalik the lav on the Shechita? There's a Hava Amina in the Gemara that there's a Din Kiddush Mizbeach Mechayim. If there's a Din Kiddush Mizbeach Mechayim, the Kiddush Mizbeach says that whatever it takes to go fear ice the Din Hakrav of this carbon, the Kiddush Mizbeach says to do that. So the lav of Baal Tishchatu would be where it's not on the Mizbeach. If it's not on the Mizbeach, yes, then there's an Isser to shecht it. But if it came up on the Mizbeach, there's a Din Kiddush Mizbeach Mechayim, which is Mechayiv us to firois the Din Hakrova of this Dover Posel that came up on the Mizbeach. So that would allow us to go make the Shechita and the Zrika and the Akhtara, whatever is needed to be done for this Dover Pasul to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the Kiddush Mizbeach allows me to do it. So it would be matir, all the steps involved in being able to fear ice, this Din Haktara. So it would be matir, the Shechita, the Zrika, and the Haktara. I don't understand what was bothering the Brisker Rav so much not to be able to say this. L'chayra, Zaydaf Menzagin, to be Meyashiv, his question. Next inyan. The Gemara says on Pehei Amud Beis that the Mishnah says on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph that Keshem Shemolu Lo Yerdu Kachem Yordu Lo Yalu, that's only Omar Ula Lo Yishonu Ela Shalei Moshla Ben Ha'or Avul Moshla Ben Ha'or Yalu. Ula says that this halacha that Im Yordu Lo Yalu is only if there was no Mishilas Ha'or, if the fire didn't start burning it. But once the fire started burning it, then yalu. Zok Rashi, Moshla ben Ha'or kol duhu yalu denasu lachmei shal eish. Once they became the lachmei shal eish, Rashi's Loshin on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph is that they became lachmei shal mizbeach. So then I say that even if their yardu is yalu. So what's the pshat that by Mishilas Ha'or it's different than regular Kiddush Mizbeach, that by regular Kiddush Mizbeach there's a din of imolu lo yerdu but im yardu lo yalu? Mashenkin by Mishilas Ha'or there's even a din of im yardu yalu. So Rav Chaim in Perek Gimel Mehilchis Psula Mekdashim Alochaches has a tzad to learn that this is based on the halacha that Ula says on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that when you have Mishnila Sa'or, Paka Piguloi Mehen. A Kaimitz pigle that you brought up on the Mizveach, the pigle goes off with Mishnila Sa'or. And the Gemara over there says this goes on other psulin as well. Once you have a Mishnila Sa'or, the psul goes off. So Rav Chaim has a tzad to learn that maybe that's why there's a halacha that im yardu yalu. Because the only reason why by Kiddush Mizbeach there's a din that im yardu lo yalu is because since this thing still has a psul, the psul is not paka with Kiddush Mizbeach, it's aser lahalis psulim al gabe mizbeach. Now that'd be mala dover pasul on the Mizbeach. Mashenkin with Mishila Sa'ur. That was Chaladin, that Paka Piguloi, Paka Psulai Mehen, the Psul went off. So now it became a Davar Kosher. So Davar Kosher, so that's why it has a din of Im Yardu Yalu. So Lefize, what Mishila Sa'ur does is removes the Psul. But this, that you now burn it on the Mizbeach, that's the regular din Haktara of a Davar Kosher. A davar kosher has a din haktara. The problem was that there was a psul over here. The mishila sa'ar just does one thing. It removes the psul. But now, why are you bringing it up? You're bringing it up because it's a davar kosher. Zokt Rav Chaim, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that there are two separate halachis that mishila sa'ar accomplishes. Number one, paka pigulai mimenu. Through the Mishila Sa'ur, the pigle, the psul goes off. Number two, Mishila Sa'ur gives a positive halacha that the Davar Pasul becomes Lachmai Shel Mizbeach. And because it became Lachmai Shel Mizbeach, that itself gives it a din of Im Yardu Yalu. Independent of the halacha of Paka Pigulai Mimenu. So Dr. Rav Chaim, I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara has a tzad over here on Peheo Midbeis. That's the same way Mishila Sa'ar helps to make a din of Im Yardu Yalu on a Dover Pasul. It also applies to Atzoma Isvegidim Karnaimu Tlofayim that have a din that Pirshu Lo Yalu, which Rashi says doesn't only mean Lo Yalu, but also means that Im Olu Yerdu. The Gemara in the second Lashon says that it Mishila Sa'ar helps, that it should have a din, that even Im Yardu Yalu. Now over there, Zokt Rav Chaim, you can't say that Mishila Sa'ar is mafkia their psul. You can't be mafkia the psul of Atzomei Svegidim. Atzomei Svegidim are not b'nei haktara on the Mizbeach. If you're mala Atzomei Svegidim, that were pirshu, they have a din of Im Olu Yerdu. And still, Mishila Sa'ar, because it became Lachmei Shalish, it could give it a din haktara. It gives a positive halacha to burn it. Bishlama, by a dover pasul, you can say that it's be'etzem a bar haktara, just that it has a psul. The Mishila Sa'ar just removes the psul. And now, why do you burn it? Because it has a din haktara. But by Atzameis Vegidim, they're not b'nei haktara. It's not pshat that they have a psul. The pshat is they're not b'nei haktara. So what's Mishila Sa'ar going to do? Al Karchach over there, the pshat is that Mishila Sa'ar gives a positive din haktara. It becomes lachmei shel mizbeach, and that itself gives it a din to burn it. The same thing, says Rav Chaim, many psulim in the Mishnah are not a positive psul. For example, the psul of Nishbach Dama, or kiblu psulim vizarku es damai. There's no psul begufan. Their whole psul is because they're lacking a zrika. Or so over there it's pashit that you can't say that through the Mishila Sa'ar it's going to be chal on them a din hechsher zrika. And still they have a din of im yardu yalu. So bal karchach, the ikar tam is because they became lachmei shel mizbeach. So ibazoi, hu adin v'hu atam by all psulim. This that Moshlo ben Ha'or Yalu is because they became Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, and not because the psul went off. And with this, Rav Chaim wants to say a geshmak and mahalach to Fa'emfer, Astira in the Rambam, which the Mishnah Lamelech already brings up in Parak Gimel, Mehilchas Psulia Mekdashim, Halacha Tes and Yud. The Rambam in Parak Yud Ches, Mehilchas Psulia Mekdashim, Halacha Chaf Aleph says, Upigul ay noisar ay tome shehel on the Rosh HaMizbeach, Mishemoshla ha'or beruban, Paka isuron mehen. That pigul, noisar, and tome, if you brought them up to the Rosh HaMizbeach, once there's a Mishilas ha'or beruban, Paka isuron mehen. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Mehilchus Psulam Kedoshim Halacha Tes, says, V'im moshla bohem ha'or, afa pisha yordu, yalu shnio v'yashla makdorosan. V'negea the din of our Gemara, that there's a din that with Mishilas ha'or, there's a halacha of yordu yalu, the Rambam just says, V'im moshla bohem ha'or, afa pisha yordu yalu, and he leaves out the word beruban. Frekta Mishnah Lamelech, why is it that when it comes to the din of Paka Yisuran Mehen, the Rambam says you need Mishilas or Berubai, whereas Legabi the Halacha of Yardu Yalu, the Rambam leaves out the word Beruban. Zokter Rav Chaim, based on the Mishnah Lamelech already says the Etzem Chilik, Rav Chaim is being Masber, the Chilik, that Lefi, what we just got through saying, it's very good. Because if you would need the paka piguloi, the paka isuron mehen, to give the din of Yardu Yalu, meaning the whole halach of Yardu Yalu is based on the fact that the isur went off, and now you're just being malait, because why not? It's a dover kosher. Then you're right. Then it's a problem. If the Rambam says that the Paka Yisura only goes off with Mishilas Or Beruban, then how could you have a din of Yardu Yalu when you just have a Mishilas Or Bemiktsasai? The Isser didn't go off yet. But Lefi, what Rav Chaim sparred from Atzamais Vegidim and from Nishbach Dama and Kiblu Psulim Mizarku as Damai, that the halacha of Yardu Yalu is a separate halacha, that Mishilas Or gives it a din to become Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, so then it's shayich that you can have a din of Yardu Yalu even though the Isser didn't go off yet. Since it became Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, that itself gives it a din of Yardu Yalu. Just like we find by every Kiddush Mizbeach, such a musig, that Hagam, that Kiddush Mizbeach is not Mafkia the Psul, it's not Mafkia the Isser, but the fact alone that it has a Kiddush Mizbeach, it says to burn it. So too, Mishilas Or says that Hagam, that the Psul is still there, it doesn't matter. Since it became Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, Lachmei Shel Mizbeach says to burn it alaf the Psul. For the din of Paka Yisurai Mehen, that the Rambam holds, that you need Haktaras Kulai to be Mafkia it from its Isser, and therefore you need Mishilas Or Berubai, because Rubai Kekulai. So there's two separate halachas. There's one halacha of paka pigulai, paka yisurai, that needs a haktara bikula. You have to be makta the ganze zach. Just there's a din of rubai kikulai. There's a separate halacha that mishilas or makes it lachmei shel mizbeach. For that, it's enough, even with mishilas or b'miktsasai. This is Rav Chaim Shtikl Taira to be meyashiv the Rambam. Rav Chaim over there in the shtikl is very busy with being Tireach to be Miyashiv, the Sugyas HaGemara on Daf Mem Gimel. Because although from our Sugya, Rav Chaim says, it's Muchach that the din of Im Yardu Yalu is an independent halacha, has nothing to do with the Paka Pigulai Mimenu, like we prove from Atzamis Vegidim and Nishbach Dama and Kiblu Psilim Zarku Es Damai, but the Sugya on Daf Mem Gimel is very not mashma like that. The sug over there is mashma that the halach of Yardu Yalu does have to do with the paka pigulai, because over there Ula says a memra that kaimitz pigul shehelu al gabe amitzbeach paka pigulai mimenu, because the mainai miskabel heach mevi acherim lidei pigul, and on that the Gemara says my kamash malon, says Rashi limai mi boyle ha pigias pigul, for what is it negea this that the pigul goes off? And the Gemara says it's negeya legabi the halacha of im yardu yalu by mashlo ben ha'or, that the pigi at this that the pigul goes off is negeya that it has a din of im yardu yalu with Meshila Sa'ar. So it's mashma from the Gemara that the pigel going off is negeya, that now with Meshila Sa'ar it's going to have a din of im yardu yalu. And on that the Gemara asks that honami omra ula chada zimna. And that the Gemara says, Ula already told me this once. Because Ula said by us on Pehei Amid Beis that the only time we say the din that im yardu la yalu is only when there's no Meshila Sa'ar. But when you have a Meshila Sa'ar, it is yalu. Kipshutei, the Gemara means to ask. So I already know from Ula's memra by us this concept that the pigel, that the iser goes off. And that's why it has a din of im yardu yalu. So why do you need Ula to tell me twice this din of pigias pigel, that the pigel goes off? He already told me over here on Pehei Amid Beis that with Meshila Sa'ar you bring it back up because L'chayr the Gemara means because the pigel went off, because the iser went off. So L'chayr the pashtus of the Gemara Mem Gimel is that the din of im yardu yalu does have to do with the pigel going off. So that Reb Chaim over there in the Shtickel has an arichus, he has two mahalchim, how to be miyashiv, the sugis ha-gemara, on daf mem gimel, that's not what the gemara means. And la'olam, the din of im yardu yalu, by Meshila Sa'ar, does not need the paka pigulei, the paka yisurei mehen. Ayin sham. Next inyan. The Mishnah la-melech in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav Mehilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, declares a famous shaila. What's the halacha by the Gimel Mi'uti L'Rav Yehuda, by Nishchato Balayla, Nishpach Doma, and Yotzo Doma, Chutz La'Kloim, that Rav Yehuda said on the Feidal Ramad Aleph that they have a din of Im Olu Yerdu? What's the halacha if these things had Meshila Sa'ar? Will Meshila Sa'ar help on these things or not? Zokta Mishnah LaMelech, that he has a raya from Taisvis, later on the Afkuf Chaf Amad Aleph, that says, B'negeya kachay kachim sheshachton ba'adorayim, which have a halacha, according to Rav Yehuda, that im olu yerdu, still, Meshila Sa'ar helps that they have a din of im olu lo yerdu. Zokta Mishnah LaMelech, that I see from there, that even something that has a din of im olu yerdu, but Meshila Sa'ar still helps. Abrazakta Mishnah LaMelech, the Meshila Sa'ar only helps to bring it up one darga. That since it has a din of im olu yerdu, usually Meshila Sa'ar brings it up one madrega, that now will have a din of im olu lo yerdu, but it won't have the din of im yardu yalu. And therefore, Zakta Mishnah LaMelech, he has a pshitus that Hu adin by the Gimel Miyuti, the Rav Yehuda of Nishchata Balayla, Nishpach Doma, Yotza Doma, Chutz La'Kloim, Meshila Sa'ar will help, that now they'll have a din of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Pei Dalid and says that, L'chayra, we have a Mefurish Araya from our Sugya to the Mishnah LaMelech's Chakira, to his Shaila, because the Gemara says in the second Lashon, that even by Atzameis Vegidim, Ula said his halacha that im yardu yalu. Now, by Atzameis Vegidim, the Mishnah says that pirshu lo yalu, and Rashi says by us, in Dibur HaMaschol pirshu, that the Tana of our Mishnah even holds that im olu yerdu. And still Ula says in the second Lashon that Meshila Sa'ar helps, that it has a din of im yardu yalu. So we see that even something that has a din of im olu yerdu, still Meshila Sa'ar helps. Atzameis Vegidim in the second Lashon. And even the first Lashon only argues because these things, Atzameis Vegidim, are lavanei aktara ninu. But even the first Lashon has no problem with the fact that something that has a din of im olu yerdu, Meshila Sa'ar helps. So mechatesi to make a machlokes about that. The chayra, the first lashon would also be maskim to the second lashon that Meshila Sa'ar could help even on something that's olu yerdu. So we see from our Gemara in the second lashon, and even the first lashon didn't argue on that, that even something that has a din of im olu yerdu, Meshila Sa'ar helps. And the Chayra Nichlal and Rabbi Kivaker's Taina, the Karanoira points this out, is that you see that it could even go up to Madregas, because Atzamis Vegidim have a din of Imalu Yerdu, and still Ula says in the Tzveta Lashon that they get a din of Afilum Yerdu Yalu. So this is a Tzarechian on the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech is clearing by the Gimel Miyuti the Rav Yehuda, which have a din of Imalu Yerdu, does Mishilasar help? Taina to Rabbi Kivaker, it's a Mufurisha Gemara. You see in the Tzveta Lashon that even on something that's Imolu Yerdu has a din of Afilum Yardu Yalu. And even the first Lashon wasn't Chaylik on that Nakuda. So why didn't the Mishnah Lamelech bring a Raya from this Gemara? And more than that, he should have a Raya from our Gemara that it could even go up to Madregas. Tzarechin, why the Mishnah Lamelech did not hold that our Gemara is a Raya to his Shaila.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.